This is the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
If you're looking for a filter cigarette that really delivers taste, you ought to smoke Winston.
And this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis with him, we will Dave and Sal, you cocksuckers.
Hey, barmaid. Hey, barmaid. Hey, barmaid. Hey, barmaid. Hey, barmaid.
Kelowna, or Kelowna, however you want to say it, C-O-L-O-N-N-A. Music for Screaming is the name of this record, a 1954 Decca Records 10-inch. Jerry Kelowna at his best, Music for Screaming. We're going to showcase this entire record today. And Jerry Kelowna was Bob Hope's sidekick in the late 30s and throughout the 1940s, and also accompanied him throughout the 50s and 60s on most, if not all, of Bob Hope's USO tours overseas. Appeared in countless movies as an orchestra member and with Bob Hope, and was a mainstay on Bob Hope's Pepsodent radio program for many, many years. Right now, You're My Everything.
The sun.
You're my everything.
You're my everything.
Rolled up into one.
Rolled up into one. You're my only real, reality. Ah, yes. You're my idea of a perfect personality.
Everything I need. You're the song I sing.
And you'll hear it. Ah, but don't be frightened. You're way beyond belief. And just to make it brief, you're my winter, summer, spring, my everything.
My everything. the song I sing and the book I read. You're away beyond belief, and just to make it brief, you're my winter, summer, as a spring, my every day.
Shine.
For you I pine.
In front of you again at a quarter to nine.
In all my dreams,
you seem to fit right in my scheme.
You're a fair face beam,
like moonbeams on a river and stream.
You're the flower of my heart. Sweet. Caroline, it's my heart a callin' thine. Can't you hear me callin', Caroline? Wish that I could kiss you, Caroline.
Let it out.
Ah, Caroline, sweet gal of mine. Your eyes, they shine with love divine. We're out to dine, partake of wine, my Caroline. Oh, press to mine your lips divine. If any swine dare to try to dine you, Caroline, I'll make the swine drink iodine. For you are mine, and I am thine. And when you sign on the dotted line, things will be fine, and I'll be fine, and your folks will be fine. And you're... what do you know? I ran out of rhymes. Well, shall we dance? Can't you hear my lips a-saying? Can't you hear my soul a-praying? Can't you hear me calling? What's the matter, you deaf or something? Caroline! You hear me shouting? Caroline, 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 won't you be mine? A puppet on a string. Why should I have a suffering fever when it is an even suffering? I'm a starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. But why should I have a suffering fever, for when I know it isn't a suffering? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I have yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. Ah, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way. And I know it isn't a suffering. Ah, but it might have. Well, be might as well be. It might as well be a suffering. It could be winter, summer, autumn, almost any other thing. So it might as well be a suffering.
That went over the hill to Farmer Brown,
where I first
I took a look around.
Met,
and who do you think I found?
You.
I thought for a moment it was me.
With your eye I started to count your eyes.
All
and much to my surprise,
blue. I know they were blue, but there were only two.
Dressed in gingham,
your beautiful gingham gown. It wasn't red or brown,
too.
It was the prettiest shade of blue,
for it was there.
I remember the place.
I remember the time,
blue. Down by the stream at a quarter to three.
That you loved.
You put your arms around me.
Me.
I put my arms around you,
too.
We promised that we'd always be true.
You were 16.
A little old, but what can you do?
My village queen.
I remember the day they crowned you.
Down by the old.
Now you'll hear the tones.
Mill
of my four trombones.
Scream.
Listen to the harmony.
To me,
it goes jaddle, 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 jing, 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 jaddle,
is simple and it's gotta be. Even when you harmonize, it sounds so sweet. Eddie, take it, boy. Very good.
Jerry Kalana, Music for Screaming, the name of the record, a Decca Records 10-inch from 1954, Jada, Down by the Old Mill, It Might as Well Be Spring, Can You Hear Me Calling Caroline, You're the Flower of My Heart, Sweet Adeline, and You Are My Everything. Jerry Kalana, who was Bob Hope's sidekick throughout the 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, died in 1986. And if you want to learn more about Jerry Kalana, you can go on the internet. I've recently written an article for Radio WFMU's website, Beware the Blog, at blog.wfmu.org. And just a reminder, you're listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff.
Welcome to Wonderful Town, Trail, BC. The city of Trail is the western gateway to one of the most exciting regions of North America, the fabulous Kootenay Country in the southeast section of the province of British Columbia. An area of rugged grandeur, the city centers a network of modern highways on the southern Trans-Canada Highway. Originally, Trail was the Columbia River landing for sternwheelers serving nearby mining camps. In the wake of the mining boom, remained a smelter at Trail, which gave birth to the Consolidated Mining and Smelting Company's huge metallurgical and chemical complex of today. Besides being the home of Cominco, Trail is renowned for the World Champion Smoke Eaters Hockey Club, Champion Curlers, and Olympic athletes. Trail offers all the amenities of modern living. It's wonderful to be here. Visit this wonderful town, Trail, BC. Exciting information, write to the Trail Chamber of Commerce, Trail, British Columbia, that wonderful town.
Wonderful town, wonderful people, places to go, things to see. My love is Trail, BC, that's my wonderful town. Beautiful homes, schools and churches, entertainment, places to shop.
Smokies
and famous Western hospitality.
There's Italian cuisine
and always on the scene.
Trail BC has CJAT.
You can ride red mountain slopes or drive the skyway.
View the valleys and the greenery.
Out on the lakes for a sail or on the Dewdney Trail.
You can listen to CJAT.
Along the boundary to Grand Forks to Creston Valley. In Rossland, Fruitvale and Castle Dar. CJAT. My heart's in Trail, BC. That's my wonderful.
honey. Try this.
Looks like our regular orange-colored frozen substitute for artificial morning breakfast beverage with pulp-like particles added.
Wrong, honey.
But look, pulp-like substances, just like the concentrate that tastes almost like fresh.
But doesn't cost like the concentrate that tastes almost like fresh.
You mean this natural-tasting morning breakfast beverage with a flavor almost like fresh squeezed that tastes better than frozen and better than those reconstituted substitutes for artificial morning breakfast drink is actually pennies less per serving than those concentrates that taste almost like fresh and have pulp-like substances?
Wrong again, honey.
Wrong again, honey. Wrong again, honey. Why the fuck don't you stop saying wrong again, honey, and throw this fucking stuff in the toilet and get out there and get me some fucking orange juice?
Please start to type whenever you hear the signal. Ready, type. At the sound of the bell, your line is ended. You will hear instructions to return carriage for the next line. Return. Now, please examine the typewriter keyboard. Four fingers of each hand are used to strike the keys of the typewriter. Use your right thumb to strike the space bar. You never use your left thumb. Place your hands in home row position as follows. The left hand fingers lightly rest upon A, S, D, and F. Place them there. Rest your right hand fingers on J, K, L, and the semicolon. Look at your hands on home row position and notice that the two keys in the center remain uncovered. Always rest your fingers on home row keys lightly. Do not lean heavily, as this might cause you to accidentally press an unwanted key and slow down your typing. You are now ready to start typing. Watch your hands resting in home row position. Then look at the chart starting with the letters F, D, S, A, covered by your left hand, and the keys covered with your right hand, which are J, K, L, semicolon. Before striking the key, slightly raise each finger, then depress sharply, releasing the key quickly as follows. Now, get ready to type. Place hands in position, eyes on copy, ready, type. F, 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 space. D, 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 space. S, 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 space. A, A, space. J, 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 space. K, 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 space. Practice makes perfect, and we have provided drill material, illustrations, and copy so that you can practice them carefully until you can type smoothly and with ease. You can also pick up practice typing material by typing from magazines, newspapers, and books. Use this record course and the additional exercise material as a refresher course anytime you feel it necessary. You have purchased a fine quality typewriter, and with a little patience and practice, you will become an expert.
Wait, wait.
Ooh, Scott,
oh,
Scott.
Oh,
my God.
Oh,
my God. Oh,
my God. Oh, my God. whose car is that?
Damn. That belongs to the Supreme Black Man. That's who.
Yeah, man, that's Daddy's car, man. Daddy rich. You never watch him on TV?
That's the man who answers to all my questions.
Go on, let's check it out. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise this car, honey.
Thank you, miss.
Daddy Rich, what's your secret, brother?
My secret, please.
How you doing, brother?
Thank you, brother.
How you doing?
Good to see you. The secret? There are no secrets.
Uh-huh.
Believe that.
Right, I believe
except it. Believe in the Lord.
Right.
And believe in yourself.
Yes.
That's right.
And most of all, believe in that federal green. Because money walks and bullshit talks. How you doing, brother?
Daddy Rich, I've been following you for over 5 years.
God bless you, brother. Bless you.
Would you allow me the privilege of shining your shoe? Please.
Well, you know what they say. I take what is given unto me.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, listen, man.
Daddy Rich, special polish.
Wow, special polish.
How's it feel like in there, Lindy?
Like being in church with Burt Reynolds, honey.
I'd like you to drink with me, because my cup runneth over.
All right. Blessed be the time.
All right.
From the body to the heaven.
Yeah.
And a little bit for the earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen, brother. It is good, too.
Daddy Rich, ever since I've been following you, I got a new house and a color TV.
Don't you tell anybody how you got so rich, Daddy Rich? This is one nigga you ain't fooling, brother. I mean, I'm hip to the game you running down on these people here.
Oh, what can I do for you, brother?
Oh, the same thing you're doing for everybody else. Nothing.
Oh, hey, man. Hey.
Guess you don't believe my church. The Church of Divine Economic Spirituality.
Yeah, that's right. I don't believe in it.
Then you don't believe in God.
Not your God.
My God's doing all right by me.
Yeah, he sure is.
Why don't you climb on board and believe in me? And for a small fee, I'll set you free near thy God to me.
Amen. Praise you, honey. Praise you.
Because it's better to have money and not to need it than to need it and not to have it.
Brother,
and there's a good place in this world for money.
Yes, sir.
And I know where it is. It's right here in my pocket.
Right.
Hey, give me some.
You talking just like a pimp.
Answer him.
That's it. It's all the way down.
Answer him, Lord.
I don't get mad at people like that. You know why? Because he's a revolutionary.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
He must be leading a bunch of fools. Disrespect women he don't even know. Russell sisters, some of the finest women you ever want to meet. He don't know nothing about them. Don't talk about them.
Right. Yes,
I believe it. If I wasn't a Christian man, I'd probably be kicking in your ass.
Drop on down, brother.
Drop on down here, brother. I'm gonna drop on down with a bit of light.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Remember these words of Daddy Rich. Money might be the root of all evil, but it's also the answer to a lot of our problems. Amen.
That's off the soundtrack for the movie Car Wash. Richard Pryor's monologue is Daddy Rich. And we heard the music of Norman Whitfield, the name of the composer. Car Wash was, of course, the only movie that Richard Pryor and George Carlin appeared in together. Unfortunately, the movie isn't as good as you might hope with that combination. Before that, we heard some stuff off Touch Typing Made Simple, a sound teaching method from around 1964, and this LP would come with your purchase of a new typewriter. Before that, we heard a foul-mouthed bit about orange juice off a National Lampoon record called That's Not Funny, That's Sick, which is one of my favorite National Lampoon records. Christopher Guest as the voice of the cranky old man. Before that, we heard a promo 45 for a small Canadian town called Trail, British Columbia, from around 1960. And this single was pumped out by some company that did this for all kinds of small town radio stations around North America. Other singles exist just like this, which feature the exact same song, only with different local references inserted, and of course the name of the town changed from Trail BC to something else. Ones that I know of in existence are songs for Brantford, Ontario, Hamilton, Ontario, and a town called Columbus, Georgia.
Yourself put down. It's time to wake the sleeper. Minds are getting deeper. We're wild, 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 wild in the streets.
Ladies and gentlemen, to This Is Your Bed, You Made It, Now Lie In It. And here's the man who'll bring you another amazing true life story, Ralph Smedley.
Thank you, thank you, and good evening. You're about to hear the tender story of a man you won't easily forget, a man who right now sits unknowingly in our studio audience. Who will it be? Well, let's find out. Let's get him up here on our stage, Mr. Wilbur Boomer of New York City. Are you out there, Mr. Boomer? Yes, yes, there he is, and he's coming up to our microphone right now. Welcome, welcome, Wilbur Boomer.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, I can see you're surprised, and you just relax, and we'll do the work as we relive your career, Wilbur Boomer. This is your bed. You made it. Now lie in it. A life filled with heartbreak and gladness, Wilbur Boomer. A life of kindness and understanding, as it says on this book here in my hand. The year 1903, and you, Wilbur Boomer, are 3 years old. Do you remember the fun you used to have petting the canary your mother had hanging in the kitchen?
Oh, I certainly do. It was dead, Ralph.
And then one night 4 years later, your father comes home with a Tibetan yak. And I'll bet you'll never forget that.
No, I never will.
What did you name your yak, Wilbur?
I named him Wilbur.
1920, and your interest in birds has won you an assignment as zookeeper at the Bronx Zoo. Do you recognize those voices, Wilbur Boomer?
Sounds like Pete and Pancho, but it couldn't be.
Oh, but it is. And coming through the archway right now, all the way from the San Diego Zoo, where they now reside, are Pete and Pancho.
Well, I can't believe it. Pete was transferred from the Bronx Zoo over 15 years ago.
Well, that's only the beginning, Wilbur. Here, use my handkerchief. 1925 finds you transferred to antelopes and then to sea lions. A big year for you.
Well, those were happy days, Ralph.
1929, and you get your big chance. You're put in charge of the apes. And that's an old cage mate of yours, Wilbur.
Why, his name is right on the tip of my tongue.
Well, you should know this one. A face familiar to TV viewers everywhere, a star of his own show, your old friend, Spunky the Chimp.
Oh, no, not Spunky. I don't believe it. How is this all possible?
Flown all the way from Denver by LWC Deluxe four-engine flight masters, LWC carries more LWC personnel than any other airline. Fly LWC and fly the best.
Well, how could I ever thank you, Spunky?
1938 found you in charge of elephants, Wilbur Boomer, but that was short-lived as you soon moved up to giraffes and then to reptiles and finally woodland caribou. Do you remember this little fella coming through the archway? He died under your fine care back in April 1944. But we had him stuffed and brought here anyway.
Harvey. My little Harvey.
That's right, and our assistants will put Harvey's perch over there with the rest of your friends until after the show, and they'll all attend a big party we've arranged in your honor.
Oh, I can't stand it.
And so this is your bed, Wilbur Boomer. You made it. Now lie in it. And as you sit here surrounded by your good friends, we wish you good luck and a long life.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, Hotel Aladdin is very proud to welcome back the star of the Baghdad Theater. Let's have a warm welcome for Mr. Godfrey Cambridge.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Are you having a good time here in Las Vegas? That's the spirit, all winners. That's what I like to see. I heard a couple of bitter laughs over there. Come right in. Make yourself at home there. Just step right there. This is what is known as good race relations. Like the dress. Very nice. I like to see white people in colorful clothes. It takes the pressure off of us. All I got to do is put on a red shirt, man. Everybody says, look at that. See that? I told them people like bright colors. I'm basically conservative. I also say drink up because I encourage white people to get drunk because it also takes the pressure off of me. You get drunk, they just say you're drunk. I get drunk, I blow it for a whole race. Say that, see that, Mary, right out the south. Don't know how to act, I told you that. And the way I'm going, I've lost so much weight, my clothes get so baggy every day, I hope to God my pants never fall down, you know. See that, Mary, I told you they're oversexed. Look at that, his pants fell down in his act. My God, those people are awful. Oh, Vegas is a friendly town, you know. It's wild, though, because it turns you around. I mean, there is no night, there is no day here. I regard this town as Sodom and Gomorrah West. And it's the goodness, you know, I come from a conservative West Indian family. I was raised to believe that anybody who was out after 12 o'clock at night was either a dope seller or a white slave. And it seems immoral to me, you know, to go to bed at 6 a.m. in the morning, get up at 4, and walk through the casino and say, good morning, good morning. Time stops here. How many of you people out there have bought the same newspaper twice? Been ashamed to take it back, haven't you? Bought you there, right? Now, time does not exist here, you see. And the interesting thing about it is, I don't know anything about gambling, you know. I take my girlfriend out, and I say, go ahead, honey, bet $100. If you lose, I'll make it a racial issue. You can file that under the heading Fat Chance. Now, I don't know anything about gambling. I don't gamble myself. If it's not a moral conviction, it's just that I figure, why the hell should I spend my time learning a game that will only take my money away from me? So I have never lived up to my ethnic responsibilities, folks. I have never learned how to shoot craps. And they tried to teach me, you know, they kept me out there every now and then, you know, they said, here, throw the dice, you know. And I make a spectacle of myself because I end up saying, this is a ridiculous game. Look at the odds. The customer can never win. That thrills the pit boss. Says to my manager, would you get your client out of here before I break his head? But you know, another thing is, bosses are a little obvious, too, about wanting you to gamble. You know what they do to me? When I was working up at Lake Tahoe, I'd get paid, and every pay night, I would take my check and I'd put it in a stamped, self-addressed envelope, and the boss would follow me all the way to the mailbox. He'd say, Mr. Cambridge, you want to have a party down at my house, play cards? We'll have beautiful girls, pretty girls, white girls. That's the ultimate. And I'd drop my envelope in the mailbox, and I'd say, what about the girls? He'd say, what are you, miscegenationist? Man, they're a little obvious. They're really kind of wild. And, you know, I've seen people here so hung on gambling that they get off a plane and walk right past their loved ones straight up to a slot machine. Hi, Ma. How long you been in the wheelchair? Dad died. Was it quick? I mean, this is the only town where they even have slot machines in the John. The only town in the world where a guy can go spend 3 hours in the John. Nobody gets suspicious. So yeah, Dad had a hot machine. Oh, really? I know one guy got hung on slot machines, and he got drunk in New York one day. He'd just gotten back from Vegas. He got smashed out of his mind, and he went into the automat and got a fistful of nickels. Man, and he just started putting in those nickels and turning dials. Man, the food was all over him, all over the floor, pies, milk, everything. And the manager came over and said, what the hell are you doing? He said, what's the matter? You mad because I'm winning? No, it's really insanity here. So I don't gamble, you know. And of course, later on, you're going to see our topless band, which is really a magnificent attraction we have here. Oh, it's beautiful. You know, and these, you don't laugh, fellas, these girls have, they've been carrying on in the great tradition of show business that the show must go on. Because one of them had a terrible accident last night, the cymbal player. Oh, I tell you, to see one of those things with a flesh-colored band-aid is ridiculous.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You'll feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day. We'll have no need to call the road when we get to the fishing hole. There'll be you, me, and old dog Trey to doodle time away. If we don't hook a perch or bass, we'll cool our toes in dewy grass, or else pull up a weed to chaw and maybe set and jaw. Hanging around, taking our ease,
watching that hound, a scratching at his flea. Come on, take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day.
The theme song from The Andy Griffith Show with lyrics by Earl Hagen. That version of the theme song to The Andy Griffith Show, The Old Fishing Hole, is taken off of the original television soundtrack album on Capitol Records titled Songs, Themes, and Laughs from The Andy Griffith Show. Andy Griffith appearing on the cover with his feet up on a desk. Before that, we heard Godfrey Cambridge, a rather underrated African-American comedian who passed away many years ago. This LP on Epic Records, recorded live at the Aladdin Las Vegas Baghdad Theater, The Godfrey Cambridge Show. Before Godfrey Cambridge, we heard the hilarious Bob and Ray. This Is Your Bed, You Made It, Now Lie In It was the name of the track off a sort of obscure comedy LP from around 1955 on Corral Records called Fun Time. Bob and Ray and many others featured on this record, including Henny Youngman, Steve Allen, Buddy Hackett, and others. Before that, we heard a song from the movie Wild in the Streets, a great American International Pictures drive-in flick, and we heard the title track. You're listening to Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and also on the internet, the Generation Exploitation Podcast. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. Right now, I'm going to play for you a song that on the back of a record is labeled Flintstones Theme. But as we will hear, this is not the Flintstones theme. This is something shittier.
The Flintstones, that.
Frankly, I would have been happier taking the subway. High altitudes make my ears pop.
Oh, George, if you can't stand a helicopter, how are you going to stand being up 250,000 miles when we go to the moon?
Quit talking like that, Jane. You might scare the children.
Oh, don't worry about us, Dad. Judy and I aren't scared of anything, are we? Hey, look, we're already coming into Cape Kennedy.
Isn't this exciting, George? There's a big crowd of photographers and newsmen down there.
And television cameras. Wow! I always wanted to be a television star. Like Huckleberry Hound.
The Jetsons are the family of the age of space. But they are folks like you and me. They just live in a faster pace. George Jetson is the family head. Jane is his faithful wife. With daughter Judy and Elroy, they lead a hectic life. The Jetsons fly in a rocket ship. They spend weekends on Mars. They make interplanetary trips in flying saucer cars. A futuristic life they lead with ultra-modern ways. But what the Jetsons wouldn't give for
for the good old days.
The Jetsons fly in a rocket ship, they spend weekends on Mars, they make interplanetary trips in flying saucer cars.
A futuristic life they lead with ultra-modern ways, but what the Jetsons wouldn't give for the good old days.
I got high last night on LSD. My mind was beautiful and I was free. Warts love my nipples because they are pink. Vomit on me, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. A blind man's penis is a wreck because he is blind. It's a wreck because he is blind. It's a wreck because he's blind. It's a wreck because he's blind. Let's make love under the stars and watch for UFOs. If little baby Martians come out of the UFOs, can look them, yeah, yeah, yeah. The zebra spilled his plastine on Venus. The Jelson fingers lose electric marbles. Ramona's titties died in hell, and the Nazis want to kill everyone. A blind man's penis is a wreck because he's blind. A blind man's penis is a wreck because he's blind.
The attitude has changed towards a more masculine approach almost. At first, many years ago, I was the type of girl that could sleep with every Tom, Dick or Harry, and I would adore the man, I'd admire him, and I would feel hurt if the man would leave me right after sex. I would feel like a used object, like a doormat. Now I've become almost like a man. I can pick a man, I can see a gorgeous man in a bar or in a restaurant or in a discotheque. I go over to him and say, let's fuck. He looked at me and said, you're flabbergasted. I can't believe it. Don't even have to take you out for dinner. Don't even have to wine and dine you. And I take that man home with me and I would make love to him passionately and I would climax and really enjoy every bit of it. And then the man would be willing to spend the night with me because that's maybe what most girls want him to do if he gets a chance to go to bed with him. But I'd say, okay, get dressed, get out of here. And I felt that I've changed to be like this because by having been a hooker for 2 years, a hooker and a madam, men have come to my establishment on an hourly basis. They've come to me, they paid their money, they used my services and those of the girls, and they left. And maybe because of that, that I have changed. Except when I'm in love with a man, then of course there's nothing better than spending the night with that same man. But I've come to realize that I can love sex for the sake of sex, and I can love love for the sake of love.
That's Zavira Hollander, the happy hooker, icon of the 1970s, best-selling author, as well as a woman whose works were turned into 4 different movies, and of course also a prostitute originally, a call girl, and her LP, Zavira. We just heard that track, My Attitudes on Sex. This is off of a GRT Records recording from 1973. Ronnie Hawkins also appears on this album at one point as a sexually aroused hippie, and I'll have to play that track sometime too. Before Zavira, we listened to A Blind Man's Penis is Erect Because He Is Blind, and Warts Love His Nipples Because They Are Pink. No, you are not hearing things. Those were the actual lyrics, and that was performed by Ramsey Kearney. Not intended to be funny. This was a song poem, what we call a song poem. Back in the day, there were ads in the back of magazines and comic books. If you ever pick one up when you're in a used bookstore, you can check it out. You'll see it right there. And these ads said things like, send us your poems or lyrics and we'll set them to music. So you could send in whatever you wrote, pay a fee, and then they press it onto a 45 for you and send it back. That's the kind of thing we heard there. Taken off the American Song Poem Anthology, A Blind Man's Penis, a song poem. I also noticed something I haven't noticed before, that if you listen carefully to that song, you can hear a phone ringing in the background at the start. Before that, we heard a crappy song about the Jetsons that was written by someone who obviously had never, ever seen the show, singing about how they ride in a rocket ship and spend weekends on Mars, which they never did. What the Jetsons wouldn't give for the good old days was a lyric in that song. What the hell does that mean? I don't know. And we heard some audio from that LP as well. We heard Don Messick replacing George O'Hanlon as the voice of George Jetson on this record, which was titled The Jetsons' First Family on the Moon, a 1977 LP put out by Columbia Records. Also, before that, we heard a record put out in the same series, Columbia in 1977, a Flintstones record, and a bad song about the Flintstones off this LP titled Hansel and Gretel as Told by the Flintstones. And I took the liberty of sparing you the fairy tale aspect of this record. And that does it for this episode of the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. We'll talk to you very soon.
Show with tonight's guests, Bob Hope. Ladies and gentlemen, Donnie and Marie.
So say, bing, bang, boing. To set up Bing Bang Boing, the first game you can keep adding on to. It's down the bingo flinger, cross the humdrums, up the bangle vater, through the flicker ticker, and into the boingle bucket. Just one of the many games you can play is Raise the Flag. How far you go with it is up to you. Bing, bang, boing. The first open-end action game ever created. It's ideal.
For cool summer splashing fun, get Water Wiggle. It's fun, it wiggles, it's wild, you bet. Just try to catch it and not get wet. Water Wiggle, it's a crazy way to cool off. Slide into exciting summer fun with the Jet Spray Slip and Slide, the sliding, slippery way to cool off. Hundreds of water jets give you fun action. Slip and Slide and Water Wiggle, sold separately. From Wham-O.